This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to talk about something you may have seen driving around our area here in East Texas, and that is the Hawkins War Memorial, Veterans Memorial. We have a couple of guys here who are going to help us understand it and maybe tell you how you can help out as well. Steve Higdon is with us and Mike Mendez. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. And if people haven't seen it, where exactly is the this memorial? It's really a memorial park, actually.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It is. It's we have a granite wall with the names of veterans and active personnel who are from the 75765 area code. And we have a helicopter, a Cobra helicopter, perched above a pond. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive. And people, you know, can actually, a fair amount of people use the park for barbecues and that sort of thing. I was a little surprised when I've got involved with the organization, how often it is used.
That's what I was reading, that I think it was a nice newspaper article about it that said a lot of people go there and take their lunch,
yes,
you know, during their lunch breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, the park was created a little over 20 years ago, mm-hmm, and it's getting to where it needs some repairs. And so that's what our charge is, to maintain it. And yeah. Right now, we are in need of funds to repair the areas that do, including the helicopter, which the pilot and co-pilot need to be replaced. They're looking a little worn.
Well, as one would be.
If you're sitting in
flying a Cobra for years. Yeah.
You know, once in a while, I play with the idea that we should take them to have a military funeral for them, because they put their 22 years in.
They did, yeah.
But you know, every time I bring that up, I have people say, you're out of your mind. Now, they say that to me about other things, but that...
Well, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, that's only the latest in a long list.
But no, I thought it would be great to do that, just as a... But apparently you don't do that to dummies. So...
well...
Yeah.
Which, that's a hell of a way to refer to a couple of brave pilots.
I agree.
I have a question about the helicopter guys.
Sure.
Can I ask, what branch did you serve in?
Air Force.
Air Force. Okay. Well, you don't have a dog in this fight, because I have a question. I've seen two photographs of this helicopter. One is in desert tan as a Marine helicopter, mm-hmm, and the other is olive drab Army.
Ours is Army.
Yeah.
Really?
This one says Greater Hawkins Veterans Memorial Park, and it's...
Let's see that.
That's a black and white picture, it says Marines on the side. Ah.
Well, it's interesting. He and I have been doing it now 3 years, something like that?
Yeah.
But prior to that, the gentlemen that put it together were a bunch of people from Hawkins and from Holly Lake Ranch.
Yeah.
And when they put it up there, we have no idea what it looked like, but they spent $30,000 painting it.
So maybe that was it. It was originally the desert.
All I can assume is an Army guy who didn't like the Marines, so he just went ahead.
Probably, it's the same bird.
I mean, so that's probably what that happened, is that they got painted. So
it's really cool. I'll be honest, it looks like something out of my room when I was a kid, you know, on my bookshelf, you know, because I was a model kid, yeah.
Well, any of us that grew up during the Vietnam War, mm-hmm, remember that bird, that flew before we have the new ones. I mean,
the Apache is now
kind of stuff.
But the Marines are still flying Cobras. The Super Cobra, they call it now.
Yeah.
I had a good friend who was a Marine. He was a salesman for a radio station I used to work at. And he said, Marines got all the hand-me-downs, you know. we'd get our rifles, and, this would be Vietnam vintage, you know, and so forth. So, they're still doing the Cobras, you know. How did this start? Who put this memorial together?
The original names, to be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay.
The wall It's a granite wall with a couple hundred names on it, right?
Yeah.
Now. And the original people who put it together, including the city council and the Chamber of Commerce, they're down on the bottom. And I don't know any of them. Okay. But I've only
lived, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I've only lived here 5 years. So, I know a little bit about the history. Like I said, it's been a little over 20 years that they came up with the concept. A retired Army colonel, Jeanette Sterner, was the person who got the helicopter. And
that can't have been easy.
Probably not. Of course, she was a colonel, so, you know.
Well, that helps.
That probably helps. But, so they got it and put it up there. And like, I know it's been painted once, but it needs it again. And that's going to be expensive because it's on that pedestal above a pond.
Right.
So we got to get a...
So they're going to have to put a scaffolding out there to surround it.
Oh, and, yeah.
And we've already got that all put together. We've got somebody's donating a lift. So we
Get
out there. We've got a guy that actually flew the Cobras that's going to put it back together for us. He knows how the bird works.
Oh.
He actually works at DFW right now.
And
lives at Holly Lake Ranch. So we've got all the players. We just need to instigate that.
So are they going to accomplish the painting? Are they going to take it apart? Is that
no? They're going to paint it in place.
Okay.
So hopefully the boom will be able to reach both sides.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll have to be scaffolding of some kind.
Yeah.
So and
we have
that's
wood,
the that's the next big project. Our sprinkler system for the lawn area is over 20 years old, so we've been pouring a lot of money into repairing that as of late.
The pond itself had issues because whoever put the spillway in originally, the things that happened out by Holly Lake Ranch were like spur of the moment and just kind of throw whatever you can together.
Okay.
So this last really big storm we had, it got taken out. So the lake got really low.
Okay.
So we had it fixed, and now it's being perfectly. We got that taken care of.
Okay.
We did it the right way. So it's just taking each one of these little items that have been sitting there not being taken care of, and slowly but surely taking care of them, and you can begin to see it.
Yeah.
I think the memorial is looking so much better now than it did 2 years ago. We're getting perpetual care. It's mowed all the time. We found that when we first took it over, people were going back in the back and just throwing their trash on the street. And so we put all the lights back together. It's mainly when you light something up, people don't do that anymore. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So we've got that going.
Instills guilt or something.
Maybe they think we have a camera or something, but that's all gone away. So it's cleaned up a lot. So we feel pretty proud about that.
I guess because the average person, you pass by, you see it, or maybe you stop and you look at it, and you think, well, it's there. It's all set. It doesn't need any maintenance. I mean, what is there to do? The helicopter's there.
Yeah.
But Texas sun is pretty relentless. Sun and rain,
And it has done, like I said earlier, it has done a really good job on the uniforms and the dummies that are in the pilot's seats.
You know, and I'm afraid I've only seen it as I drive by, so I didn't realize you had fake pilots in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, they were sitting up. Now they're laying back a bit, so they're probably tired.
You're getting old. Yes. Yeah, you're getting older. So
the other thing we have is the two tie-downs for the blades. They're loose. In fact, when the last tornado went by, Hawkins out there, I called my operations guy, and I says, well, is it in Upshur County or is it in this county? He says, no, it's still sitting there.
So I was about to say, get those blades spinning,
It's something we need to deal with, and it's we've come up. I've had people offer me. What I loved is guy said he had a conning tower for a World War II submarine.
Wow.
And I said, we just didn't have the money then, but I said, yeah, we'd love to have that at the back of that pond. And once an hour, the telescope comes up in a little...
Little burst of air or something. It looked like a torpedo.
Torpedo going after the... we haven't quite pulled that one off. So there's a lot of...
Does he still have the conning tower available?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it.
Okay.
And the biggest problem is you can find them. We've got people down there got tanks and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll give it to us. But to take a tank, put it on a tractor, and move it, you've got to get justification because they're heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the roads are not prepared to deal with that kind of heaviness. So,
right.
So we've learned a lot in mm-hmm. dealing with that kind of stuff. So, but I think what's happening is it's come a long way in its representation of Hawkins itself. It's,
mm-hmm.
Hawkins has got some issues, as we all are listening.
Sure.
But we've been involved with them, and I think the economic development people are starting to get involved with this. So it's starting mm-hmm. it's starting to have some passion to it, some energy, which we're hoping will help Hawkins
yeah.
pull that back into their world.
Well, and you were talking about the wall. Mm-hmm. Everybody from the area, what, all of Wood County?
Or? No, and anyone who lives or is from the 75765 area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're, that's the charter that was given to us through the county.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got at least 200 names on, if not 300 names on there.
It's men and women who have served.
Right. Yes.
You know.
And every year.
And some who have died.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every year we add names to it mm-hmm. At Veterans Day's mm-hmm. Ceremony.
Okay.
So last year we added 14, which is quite a few. More than we have in the last few years, but that's another one of our projects is getting more and more people to mm-hmm. realize that they can put their name out there.
Well, Hawkins is a small town. That says something about the number of people from that area who served.
Oh, yes. It is. And Hawkins has a unique history to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down and listen to it. They're not the city you know now. They have been a lot of different things.
Fill me in.
So, it was a city that was built by oil.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything in this area.
And the school system was built by the oil companies. The towns were built by the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Permian Basin founded and mm-hmm. how great that oil is, the oil under Hawkins is real thick.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about it, it makes it really hard to process.
Not that sweet oil that they like. The yeah.
So they begin to lose that, and they lost their schooling, they lost everything. So they mm-hmm. really, in a period of time, have really never come back from that because mm-hmm. when you become a dependent upon oil money,
oh, sure.
and then it goes away, it's
yeah.
kind of difficult to. So that's kind of what
yeah. When you're a one industry town, it's yeah. yeah.
Well, Pine Mills up the way, right, and mm-hmm. the same thing. Theirs was all
lumber.
Lumber.
Yeah.
They had five or six mills there working
mm-hmm.
until now. All you've got left is that little building there that used to be the the county store or something.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So we live in a very unique part of I think, East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Texas born and raised, but West Texas, Panhandle.
Well, I'm Houston. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But what I found over here is I never realized it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm green in West Texas. I didn't realize that Texas had trees.
I was a news director at a TV station in Amarillo.
Really?
So
no kidding.
I know what you're talking about.
No kidding.
We had a house at the edge of Paladuro Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is literally the only natural phenomenon in the area.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the joke was you can watch your dog run away for 2 days.
Well, you can see yesterday living and tomorrow coming. That's one. I remember as a kid, I used to get attacked by tumbleweeds because they would come in big swarms at you. You know?
Until we went out there and drove up there to move there, I had frankly never seen tumbleweeds, and it was pretty amazing. So
it is pretty. So anyway,
but not a problem here.
No.
Yeah.
No. So just to get back, I got involved because as a civilian, I live under the freedoms that these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Actually faced the bullets for.
Yeah.
So he asked me to get involved. I had no question to do it. So
mm-hmm.
so we've been doing quite a bit to get it back. We spent the last 2 years just getting it back to where it needed to be. because it's a lot like we talked when we talked last, the Civil War one that's out here on.
Right.
It's beginning to deteriorate because nobody's really paying any attention to it, and that's sad.
Does nobody really maintain that thing?
I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but I drove by it the other day, and it does look like it needs help.
Wow. Okay.
But if we start forgetting...
It was a POW camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. But if we start losing our history... Mm-hmm. Then who the heck are we?
Sure.
So that's why I got involved. And then he's an Air Force guy. We'll put up with that for now.
So, well, Mike, what era were you in the Air Force?
I was an air traffic controller at Vance Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma.
So was my father-in-law, actually on Greenland.
I got orders for Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
And short story, the doctor... I had to get out of them because of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept me in the Air Force.
Yeah.
I was in for almost 4 years, and it was great. I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was an air traffic controller. I got into the FAA for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
I found it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
And they took all the fun out of it. Then I became a firefighter.
Well, you're not landing planes that are as interesting as you would in the
Air Force. Nothing like running a bunch of T-37s, T-38s, mm-hmm. and then C-130 comes into the mix all of a sudden. You go, where did he come from?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was different, but it was fun. It was fun. I had a lot of great friends in the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
and it was... I enjoyed serving my country, and mm-hmm.
Well, is that obviously that's what kind of got you involved in this? How did you get to be a part of this operation?
Well, a past president, I met him we got to talking. He was former Navy,
okay.
submariner.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talking. He says, "Hey, you know, the park's over there. We could use some help."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Sure, I'll help." And I helped a couple of years, particularly with golf tournament.
Uh-huh.
And
which is coming up, and we will tell you about that. Yeah.
And I went on vacation, and I came back, and they said, "Hey, you're the new treasurer," which I kind of figured out was going to happen.
Never leave. You get volunteered when you're gone. Yeah.
So that's how I got involved. Just wanted to help out, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping that we can get more people to help us out, you know, as we move forward.
Can we talk money? What would be the cost to paint a surplus helicopter like this?
Well, part of we're thinking 30 to 40,000.
Mm.
The problem is it's on the pedestal above the pond.
So half of that is the difficulty,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah. It's not like it's sitting in front of you. Unless someone can figure out a way to take it off the pedestal, mm-hmm. put it down, paint it, and put it back. We'd have to find some professionals who know that sort of thing. And if there's anybody out there who has ideas for that, we're more than happy to hear from them.
If you could get a crane that could handle that, that'd probably save a lot of...
Absolutely.
It's interesting. If you look at the helicopter,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of tilting forward.
Yeah.
That wasn't meant to be.
Really? Well, of course, it looks like it's making a strafing run or something.
Actually worked out, but actually when they put the pedestal there and they didn't let the concrete dry
enough,
and the thing tilted on them.
Well.
But it actually worked out to look really pretty good.
Yeah, so, it looks pretty aggressive.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. So.
Yeah. Do we know what era that is? That's an AH.
It's Vietnam.
It is Vietnam.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, it came out of Vietnam. It has the letters.
Because they've been using, you know, like I said, they've been using it since then. Right. So I just wondered. You know.
Yeah. It's, one of the people that I met, mm-hmm. who's gone now, was a crew chief on that very helicopter.
Ooh.
So, and he's a little older than I am, but I'm a Vietnam era vet. So, he was he was an interesting guy to talk to, but unfortunately he's gone now.
So. I would imagine that that was a very special memorial to him then.
Oh, absolutely. He, when he realized which one it was, he was just, he was stunned. He really was.
Wow. What are the odds?
Yes.
Have you talked to veterans that, that have visited and their thoughts? I mean, it's, I've got a couple of friends on the wall, for example, in Washington, and it's a very moving experience, you know, when you find your friend's name.
Yeah. Yeah. People are appreciative when, you know, there's no cost to having their name put on.
Okay.
If they want to give us a donation, that's fine, but there's no cost. And they, their families, particularly the ones who have deceased, are very grateful to have their name, their family member's name on the wall. And they're always appreciative. And they give what they can. You know, but like I said, it's not necessary. So,
okay,
it's an honor to do this.
Yeah.
Well, and here's a way people can give. If you like playing a round of golf and you want to help out, tell us about the tournament.
Well, the golf tournament is our current one and only fundraiser. It's at Holly Lake Ranch, and it's a 6-person scramble.
Okay.
It's September 9th of this year, and we're looking for sponsors, for the whole sponsors. We're looking for folks who want to put a 6-man team together to play golf. That'd be great.
Okay.
And anybody who wants to donate to our organization,
okay,
greatly appreciated. But the golf tournament's always a big hit. We provide a lunch. And we have a raffle. We got some pretty nice gifts this year.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them.
Yeah.
But we do have some pretty nice gifts. And
can you tell us what some of them might be?
Well, rounds of golf at Tempest.
Okay.
Travel bags for traveling with your golf course. Mm-hmm. We got that. We've got some $50 gift certificates at a lot of different places, at restaurants and stuff like that. So it's a variety of opportunities.
Yeah.
But most people have a good time. We try to keep the ringers out of there, but they sneak in every time. So one thing about it is you have a good time.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a great golfer. Just come out and enjoy yourself. A lot of us hack. So we're, we're not, if we were playing well, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a fun for everybody.
If I could pitch, I wouldn't be here. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. So, my career entered a college tryouts. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how anybody throws 110-mile-an-hour fastball.
I know.
Anyway.
As an aside, I agree.
Yeah, and since it's a scramble, the game goes pretty well. You know.
The money all goes, obviously,
to this work. Right. Yes, all to our organization. And Holly Lake Ranch Golf Course gives us 100% of the golf fees.
Cool. Very good.
They don't split it. It all comes to us, and it's very generous.
And if you've never played our golf course, it's an opportunity. It's a very, very unique place.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to sit. You don't have to be a long hitter. You have to be a very thought-provoking golf player.
Okay.
We have big trees that get in the way, and they won't let us tear them down. So you
need to be a precise player.
Yes, you do. You have to think your way around it. So it's a fun golf course.
Wow. Okay. And this is coming up tonight. So if somebody's interested, what do they do?
Well, excuse me. It's in 2 weeks from today.
All right.
So to sign up for a team, you go call the
You want this one? Is that one better? No?
I had it in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Phones. The Pro Shop, call the Pro Shop to set up a team, and that's 903-769-2397.
Okay.
And if you want to sponsor a hole, you can contact me at 530-305-0357. 6.
Okay.
And if you want to just donate, you can send it to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 364, Hawkins, Texas, 75765.
Okay.
And we appreciate people coming out to play golf.
Sure.
And the sponsorships and the donations are always appreciated. And I want to thank you ahead of time for any folks out there who are sending us something.
Well, and if and obviously you probably didn't have a pencil poised to write that down. Give us a call anytime during the week, and we'll have all that information with our receptionist.
And you don't have to have a team of 6. If you're single, we'll put you with a team.
Okay.
So if you're a single guy out there that wants to get our girl, we have both.
Yeah.
Come out, and we'll be sure that you have a group to play with.
Okay. How good a turnout have you had in the past? Good response.
The last few years, we've had about 21 teams.
Mm-hmm.
A maximum is 32.
To me, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah.
No, it's not bad. It could be better. Mm-hmm. I would really like to have about 28 teams. But, you know, it's on a Tuesday. It's a work day. I get it. So, if we could get 28 teams, that'd be great. Yeah. What we need is more folks from the outside who don't know about the tournament.
Okay.
Coming in, because it's not a Holly Lake Ranch tournament.
Right.
It's a Hawkins area tournament.
Right.
Or what, East Texas. If you want to drive 100 miles for the day, play a great round of golf, have fun, please do.
There you go.
You know.
And all for a good cause. And this is all, we should point out again, any donation is tax deductible. It's it's a nonprofit.
Right.
Obviously, nobody's making any money on this thing.
We are a 501c, by the way.
Okay. Okay.
That covers that. So, yes.
So, yeah, you'll be able to write it off, whatever you give. And I was reading, you've even gotten interesting donations. You get the place got a flag retirement incinerator from the local Boy Scouts.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, that story is actually there.
Because as a scout, you know, they teach you to respect the flag, and
right.
You know.
I've been the chairman of the Wood County Appraisal Review Board.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing, but one of the guys on there.
So you're the guy they come and complain to.
Oh, absolutely, the last 4 years has been fun.
My house is not worth that. Geez. Yeah.
Well, you know. We actually had to have a sheriff come in to be sure that we were going to be okay.
Yeah.
But that being said, what was I going to say?
About the incinerator. The incinerator.
I was sitting there, and one of the new guys who'd come onto the board, he heard what I was doing. He says, well, you know, I was very involved in that. And I go, how? You know that little incinerator? I said, yes. At Hawkins High School, he was when you used to have the guy that taught you welding and all that.
He used to be the shop teacher. Yeah.
Well, instead of just having, he said he took them to the place and said, "We're going to make this."
Uh-huh.
And they did. The kids made it, and now he shows up once a month and cleans it and makes it look perfect.
Wow. So this is not something ordered off of Amazon or whatever.
No, it's a very special little place. Well, we don't do any incinerating there now. There's a place at Holly Lake Ranch where we're taking all the flags.
Yeah.
We have a flag area. Mm-hmm. So it's a place where you can come and bring your flag, drop it in there, and we'll be sure it's taken care of properly.
Ah, okay.
So that's what we kind of evolved it to. Every time I get involved with some of this, I find that there's been a ton of people being involved. But if we could get them all at the same time doing the same thing, no telling what that part could be like.
Yeah.
So it's bringing people back is being challenged.
So in addition to the golf tournament, if somebody wants to contribute, somebody wants to help, I'm guessing same numbers and all of that. I mean,
yeah.
Just give us a call and we'll definitely take their money.
Yeah.
Or whatever they want.
Or their help.
Yeah.
Their help.
Or their help.
Yeah, their help.
You know,
people always do.
Yeah. We're always looking for somebody who has a different talent than
well,
the rest of us.
And like you said, if you happen to have a submarine conning tower, you know, it would look great there.
It would. Definitely would make it a place where people would come and want to see it.
Sure. Submarine surfacing through the grass. Yes. You know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, the project was originally for economic development.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did it. So to bring people into Hawkins.
Okay. So again, folks, the annual golf tournament is at the Holly Lake Golf Club, September 9th, $50 a player. And come on out and have fun for a good cause. Mike Mendez, Steve Higdon, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hope you get a great turnout. And we will see you guys next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.